Jesus, we thank you this afternoon for your presence in this place. You are here with us right now. And in the midst of all the things that we have planned, all the agendas, all the stuff we have going on, God, I ask that you would give us the capacity to be present right now because you are here. And so, God, we give this time to you and we thank you and we love you so much. In your name, we all said,
amen.
Amen. All right, you may be seated. Merry Christmas. How are we? Fantastic. Okay. The beginning of the Christmas season, my wife and I decided that we wanted to teach our daughter, who is two, we wanted to teach her the meaning of Christmas. So we decided to get her this playset. What's up, buddy? You want to hang out with me? I'm down. Totally down. We decided to get my daughter a nativity set, a toy one, a kid's one. And the other day, I walk into my house, and I see my daughter. She loves the nativity set. She's playing with it. You got, you know, Mary and Jesus and Joseph and the shepherds and the wise men. She's sitting there playing, talking in her own language. And just so you guys know this, my daughter has an obsession with throwing things now. We're trying to teach her, like, what to throw and what not to throw. And so she's playing, she's talking in her own language, and I'm watching her, and all of a sudden she takes Mary and just goes, phew, and chucks her across the room. I'm like, what? And she takes Joseph, boom, gone. The animals, boom, 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 all gone. Wise men, gone. Shepherds, gone. She's holding Jesus in her hand. I'm sitting there going, what's she gonna do? And she looks at Jesus, and she goes, aw, baby Jesus, and starts kissing it. And I'm like, yes! That's right. That's my girl. That's my girl. But I'm sitting on the couch and I'm looking at the shepherd, and he's on the side and he's smiling, and I'm looking at him and I'm wondering, I'm like, I wonder what it was like, because it really happened. This story really happened. It's not made up. It actually happened. I wonder what it was like for the shepherds. And begin to look. Luke chapter 2, verse 8. From the shepherd's perspective of recognizing that the Savior of the world has shown up, says this. It says, that night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep, as shepherds do. Verse 9, suddenly, that's important, because it's not like something just an easy transition. No, instantly, suddenly, out of nowhere, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them, and they were, as we all would be, terrified. Just imagine this for a second. Let's imagine that we're shepherds. We're hanging out. It's nighttime. There's no electricity. So you can see all the stars, the Milky Way, the galaxy. You can see all of it. Got a little fire, and you're hanging out, and you're talking about whatever shepherds talk about. I don't know. You're just talking casually about stuff. Your sheep are nearby. You're watching them. You're you know, just kind of hanging out. And then all of a sudden, suddenly, out of nowhere, this bright, brilliant, beautiful angel is right before you. Out of nowhere. And now you're just like, the sight of it pushes us back almost to where, like, oh my goodness, what did we eat? What is this? Because they've never seen that before. As far as we know, there's this angel before them. And you would think that an angel coming from the heavens to deliver a message would deliver it to someone of influence. But an angel is delivering the most life-giving news, the most incredible news that we have ever heard, to shepherds. That's so fascinating, because shepherds aren't kings, shepherds aren't rulers, shepherds aren't the religious elite, shepherds aren't influencers, they're not really educated. In fact, they're the opposite. In society, shepherds were at the bottom. They're at the lowest part. Because really, shepherds didn't do much. They just protected, guided, led sheep. Weren't very educated. And so what you see here is an angel from the Lord coming before shepherds and telling them, soon to be here, what we'll read here, telling them the life-giving message that the Savior of the world has been born. Why shepherds? I'll tell you why. Because shepherds matter to God. And by shepherds, I mean people who seem to not matter to others. Any society, any culture, there are people who don't matter as much. We create hierarchies of who matters more than others. it happens. Prejudices exist in society. And here in this culture, what you see time and time again, as Jesus grows up, you begin to see him encounter people that society pushes aside. Tax collectors, prostitutes, children, women, shepherds. He even makes these people, some of these people, heroes in stories that he shares. Why? Because they matter to him. And so Jesus met them. He saw them. He cared for them. Jesus was so strategic in showing love to them because he desired for people to know that his love extends to every human being, everyone. No one is excluded from it. Anyone can have it. It's up to us to respond to it. Anyone and everyone, even shepherds. And so God sends angels to show the shepherds that he wants them to be a part of this mission that he's doing, to show and share it. God's essentially saying, hey, look it, don't listen to what society says about you. Maybe don't even listen to what you say about you. Listen to what God says about you. He says that you are worthy. He says that you are valuable. He says that you matter. In his kingdom, you have a place. In his kingdom, you have a purpose. Isn't that incredible? In his kingdom, you are dearly, deeply loved. Life-changing. Life-changing. And here these shepherds are hanging out, and all of a sudden, their entire life changes as this angel shows up before them, and they're terrified. Here's how the story goes. Verse 10, but the angel reassured them, don't be afraid. Oh, thanks for that. Got it. He said this, I bring you good news that will bring great joy to who? All people, everyone who hears this. Here's what, that the Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger. Verse 13, here's that word again. Suddenly, as if one angel isn't good enough, the angel was joined by a vast host of others. The armies of heaven. Could you imagine that? The heavens open up and these shepherds are like, what really did we eat? This is insane. This is incredible. Look at this. And all of them begin to sing glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth to those whom God is pleased. So here these shepherds are encountering the heavenlies, encountering the angelic, encountering all that's going on. And they share something, that there's good news. The good news is that a child has been born, but not just any child. Notice how the angel says this child has a title, a few titles. This child is the Savior, is the Messiah, and is Lord. Jesus is our Savior. Very simply, Jesus saves us from death. Jesus died on the cross for us, died, rose again, so that we can be in relationship with him, and the result of that is life and life forever. So as we believe in him, follow him, trust him, as we see Jesus say, Jesus, I love you, he says, yes, I love you too, you can have this life, so we no longer have to be afraid of death. We don't fear death because we have hope for tomorrow, because we get to live forever with him. That's good news. Jesus is our Savior. The angel also says that Jesus is our Messiah. Now, Messiah is one that God would send to bring hope to his people. And if you look at our culture, look at our society today, there's moments in our lives, there's things going on that are beautiful, that are good, that are joyous, but there's also things that are happening in our culture, in our society that, man, this is really a hard place to live in. Now, I know that sounds kind of weird saying that in Southern California, but still is because we have the thing called the 405 freeway. It's very hard. And the 91, also very hard. But that's as we leave God's chosen land of Southern California, right? It's like, don't leave, I'm telling you. No. but on a serious note, we experience pain. We experience turmoil. We experience chaos. We experience all of this. We experience pressure, stress, anxiety, worry, these things that build up on top of us. As a result, within us, whether we are aware of it or not, we are reaching out for a thing called hope, something that we can hold on to, someone that we can look to where we can have a foundation, to where we won't be crushed. That's what the Messiah does. is he gives us that hope. Jesus is our hope. So that in the chaos of life, in the chaos of what's going on, we have peace called shalom, which means that God begins to move within us and puts order into the chaos that exists around us. That is incredible. That dog is so cool. I love it. I love it. Dog's sneezing over there. He's like, come on, more. No. I need some of that hope. I'm a dog. Anyways, but seriously, we live in a society, and I've been all over the world and seen it. I've been in hopeless environments where it seems like you could have very little hope at all because the living situation is so horrible. I've looked at people in their eyes, and because they have Jesus, there is life and life in abundance. It's fascinating because we think that material possession, we think that stuff gives us hope, but it leaves us empty, doesn't it? It leaves us desiring more and more and more. But when we have Jesus, we have hope. He sustains us. He fulfills us. He gives us life and hope for today. He's our Messiah. And lastly, the angel says this. The angel says that Jesus is Lord. Lord just simply means that he's in control. And I don't know about you, but when I hear that Jesus is in control, that's a breath of fresh air. Because I try to live that way. I try to be in control of my life. I didn't do so good. I used to wake up in the morning and be like, I got this. And by the end of the day, I'm like, I don't got this. I don't got it at all. And as a result, anxiety and stress begins to build up, fear of the unknown, because I'm trying to control what I cannot control. We try to control tomorrow. We can't control it. We can't. And yet when we hear that Jesus is Lord, that is good, good news. Why? Because he can control it. Because he is in control. And when he's in control, we can finally find rest within ourselves. Because we can trust him. Because he's a good God. Because he desires what's best for us. Because this is just a season. If you're in pain, if you are hurting, this is just a season. We have hope in him. And we can trust him because this is not all that there is. That Jesus is leading us to a place, he's preparing a place for us that is unbelievable. We hear the word heaven, but sometimes when we think about heaven, we think that we're going to be playing a harp on a cloud. That sounds like a whole other place to me, to be honest. That's not what it is. Jesus is taking this place where we live and making it all new again as the kingdom of God comes down to earth. And he's inviting every single one of us. He's saying, I'm in control and I'm on mission. I'm on mission. I want you to be a part of it. Where I'm going to make not just us new, but all things new and perfect and wonderful. Where there is no more sickness, where there is no more pain, where there's life and shalom, where there's peace and love. No more cancer, no more sickness, life forever in a perfect environment. Just imagine myself, oh, I can think about heaven. I think of like just getting endlessly barreled all day long and high-fiving Jesus along the way. And he's like, yeah, it's not even close to what it's like. It's better than that. Come on, give it to me. I want it. He says, yes, you have it. It's yours. I'm preparing it for you. Did you know that? He's preparing this place for each and every one of us. He has us in mind. He is not a distant God. He is with us. With us, and we don't have to perform to receive it. We don't have to do things to get it. It's a gift, and it is the best gift we could ever receive this Christmas. It's a gift. Religion says you have to earn it in order to get it. Jesus says, I've already done it. It's yours. Receive it, believe it, trust him. And oh my goodness, as I was sitting and thinking about that, I immediately just got filled with joy as I was preparing this message. Even right now, it's like, oh, guys, come on. It is incredible. Life-giving. Life-giving. And that joy within us moves us. It moves us to be closer to him. And that's what happens to the shepherds. Look at this in verse 15. When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see the thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. Verse 16, they hurried to the village. I love that part. They literally leave their sheep. Bye, sheep. We're going to see Jesus. And they literally hurry over They're rushing over because they're so excited to see what's going on, because there's the news of the reality that Jesus is our Savior, that Jesus is our Messiah, that Jesus is our Lord is here. The reality of that pushes this joy within them and moves them to want to see him. So they found Mary and Joseph, and there was Jesus, the baby, lying in the manger. Now, think about this for a moment. Angels share the news, then they leave, and now it's up to them to make a decision. Are they going to follow suit with what the angel said? What's their response going to be? Because it could have been a number of things. When they heard the news, they could have debated it, they could have rejected it, they could have doubted it, they could have ignored it. They could have done a bunch of different things when it comes to that news. But for the shepherds, they believed it. They trusted it. They trusted the news, and then they went to Jesus. Now, I don't know why you're here today. Maybe you're here because we go to church on Christmas because that's tradition. Or maybe you're here today because a family member invited you to come. Or maybe you're here today because you believe in Jesus and I want to come to community and I want to worship him and celebrate and be reminded of the life-giving love that he gives. Now, whatever reason it may be, what I do know is that God knew that you would be here this afternoon. And God knew that you would hear what the good news is. And just like God pursued the shepherds some 2,000 years ago, he's doing the same for each and every one of us, inviting us into relationship with him, inviting us in, saying, I want to be your Savior, your Messiah, your Lord. And my hope is that our response would be that of the shepherds, to believe, to trust, and to go to him. And watch as you do, and as we continue to do, that God continues to give of himself life within us, peace in the midst of chaos, more love, because our God is not a distant God. He's the one true God who is with us right now. He is here, he is present, and he's inviting each and every one of us, saying, come to me, I want to have a relationship with you. Follow me, trust me, and let's go on mission as Jesus begins to make all things new in our lives and the world at large. This, my friends, is the best Christmas gift you could ever, ever receive. And all you need to do is say, yes, Lord, here I am. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Jesus, I thank you. I thank you for the gift of who you are in our lives. And God, for some of us, we don't know you. We've heard things about you, or we come often to church and we're still kind of skeptical. God, I ask right now that your reality would be made known in those who don't know you. May they recognize who you are, that you are our Savior, that you are our Messiah, that you are our Lord. You love us. And your love for us is unending. Nothing can separate us from your love. Nothing. We don't have to perform to receive it. We don't have to do anything. We just come as we are. And so, Jesus, here we are this Christmas Eve. We came here for many different reasons, but here we are right now, and you're here with us. And you're inviting us in because you love us, because you desire to give us life and life in its fullness, because you desire to give us hope, because you desire to give us peace, because you desire to be with you, because you're with us. And so, Jesus, we say yes to that this Christmas Eve. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for your love. Love you, Jesus, so much. You're incredible. Thank you for this gift. In your name, we all said? Amen. Amen. In this next moment, we're going to go back into worship. We're going to worship God in a few ways. We're going to worship God through singing. We're also going to worship God through generosity. So the ushers are going to come forward, and they're going to pass along the offering bags. At Cabo Beach Church, don't feel obligated to give here. This is just out of your own heart. As you recognize all that God has given you to give back to him. All right? Let's worship together. God bless you guys, and Merry Christmas.